Hey, if you've ever struggled with figuring out how you fit your personal vision into your business, this is an episode for you. Hey there, what's up? Welcome back to the Life in Our Show. I'm your host, Jason Wojo. On the Life in Our Show podcast, we help people live and create and build amazing lives and businesses. This is Polish Peter. We actually are on site at a business builder workshop right now, and we decided to film it in, is this our first live in-person episode?
Yes, and I'm actually looking at you live in person. I'm like, you look smaller in real life than you're on the video.
You're much
less
good looking than on video.
I got better looking hair.
More filters, right? So listen, we just talked about the business vision. And if you've never heard us talk about this before on Life in Our Show podcast, it's a natural extension to your personal vision. And the reason I want to talk about it now is because a lot of people feel like you have to differentiate and discern and put a wall up between your personal life and your business. And we kind of teach people like, no, they actually should complement each other. They shouldn't be that different. They shouldn't be that extremely like, hey, this is the way I am. This is the way I live my life. And this is the way I run my business. They should be contiguous and they should reflect each other and be consistent. And so that's what we want to kind of talk about in the episode is how do you actually do that? How do you take elements from your personal vision and live that out in your business?
I'm still trying to figure out what contiguous means.
Look it up, Rob.
No, but seriously, think about it this way. Like, who's the common denominator in the business? It's you, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how are you going to separate those two things if you're the common denominator? So that's why these things need to be, you know, complementary to each other. We talk about on the podcast a lot about having the life vision, and we talked a lot about that, right? So you figure out what you want your life to look like. Now, here comes the next question. What is this business that I'm building? How do I build this business that's going to support that life? And so what we want to talk about today a little bit about that business vision aspect of it, what does that business vision look like? What should be in that business vision? So you can actually go and start writing it yourself. Because I will tell you this, when I started doing it, I've heard about people talking about business plan. Right? So you have a business plan, you write out your plan, the metrics and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, nobody told me what to write about business vision. What's that vision supposedly for that business is? So I think there's a little bit of a difference between the two, and that's what we want to talk about here today.
So it's important to realize, man, like a business vision is not a business plan. A business vision is what do you want your business to, and how do you want your business to satisfy these elements aside from just making money? Now, the big ones for most people are like, hey, what am I going to do in my business? How much time do I have to work in my business and how much money do I want to make? And those are three different individual components of this business vision that are just scratching the surface. And you should consider spending some time looking into those in more depth to make sure that you're doing the right things, that you're working as much as you want and you're making the money you want. But also, this is what most people miss, is your business isn't just a money-making machine. And absolutely, listen, yes. Business is the lifeblood of, money is the lifeblood of your business. And, you know, having steady cash flow and those kinds of things is paramount to business surviving and thriving. However, stopping there, I think, is a mistake. And having the ability to do things like reflect your spiritual priorities, if you have relationships you would like to express and flourish in your business. If it is, you know, how do you take those elements from your personal vision and reflect them. So for instance, in a personal vision, we have things like, hey, what do you want your spiritual life to look like? What do you want your health to look like? What do you want your relationships to look like? You know, what are you doing charitably in your personal life? And you can take those same elements and apply them to business. They are not exclusive, they're not mutually exclusive. And so when you do that, now you have an additional vehicle to create something that is in alignment with your vision and gives you another layer of fulfillment and excitement and passion, which, by the way, will also help you do better in business and get better results.
Yeah, and you know, one of the things that I think is a missing element for a lot of people when they're designing the businesses is one you said about those different elements, like the relationship. Maybe it's a strategic partnership. Maybe it's an actual partner I want a partner in my business, right? And what the employee's situation look like how many employees do I want? And do I want employees? Or is it just, you know, VAs? Or is it like contractors? Or what does that look like, the entire picture? And then when we send people out to work on their vision tonight, actually, they're going to be working on it tonight here at this workshop, is that we say, listen, if you had a genie that could help you create this vision and forget the current circumstances of your life. What is your life currently doing? What would that business look like? Like if you had unlimited wishes, what does that look like from the perspective of relationship, needs, wants, spiritual, charitable, all kinds of different aspects of that business? I literally paint a picture of that business. And don't worry about the how now, because most of the time your own how is not going to get you there because you only know so much, right? But write down what is it that you want and why do you want that? Like, what's the juice that's going to keep this business going? What's that, you know, that energy that you're going to have? What's the reason why? Maybe it's a legacy part that you want to leave behind. Maybe it's something that you want to leave an impact in this world. Maybe it's something for, you know, my dad was always proud of me and wanted me to succeed. And maybe this is my way of showing him that I can succeed, right? That he instilled a good morals or values in my business. What's the culture look like in your business, right? So all these different aspects, I think it's important to write down into your business. Because guess what? If you don't put this on paper, if it's not solidified, written in what? Present tense, you are going to get shiny object syndrome. You're going to get weird off of those panels, that road that you're going on there. And pretty soon you're going to be like floundering. I think we see this a lot when people are just, you know, keep going. And then like 2 years later, 3 years later, they're in a different place, you know, because they don't have that GPS, that business vision. So I think it's really, really important to be able to have this clarity on the business vision, you know?
So let me give you just a couple of practical examples, because you may be wondering, like, how does this actually apply? And the first thing is, like, you know, number one, maybe you want to be in business with your spouse. Maybe you don't want to be in business with your spouse. That could be something in the relational category. Maybe you want to have your kids in your business or leave the business to your kids. That would be another example of that.
Just make sure the kids want it, you know?
Sure. And so another example would be, you know, I shared this in the room just a little while ago. I have a friend who runs a very successful plumbing company, a great guy. And he many years ago decided that he had a passion for empowering young people who maybe aren't the smartest people in their class academically, and they're feeling like they have no way out and they're just gonna be life's failures and have a minimum wage job somewhere. And he's like, no, like, you know, I wasn't like an A student in high school, and yet I've made something of myself, and I want to now share that with other people. And so he has an apprentice program in his business, and he helps people get on their feet and do some amazing things. And and by the way, he had no way of seeing this, of course, with AI when he started this, but now this is all coming to fruition. Is a lot of like these smart, quote unquote, smart people jobs are being taken by AI. And so his heart had him sharing his experience with younger people, and he incorporated that into his business. And by the way, there's also a benefit to him as a tangent, where is like, hey, he's bringing up people now that might even work for him later if they don't want to run their own business. But in any case, he's giving them opportunity. And so it's an amazing thing, and everybody wins, right? So there's those kinds of things. Maybe you're a faith-based person, and you decide you want to be openly, you know, faith based in your branding. It doesn't matter whether you're Christian or it doesn't matter the denomination, but you're going to, you know, Chick-fil-A close on Sundays. You're going to, you know, have a little number on your cups at your restaurant, whatever it is, like, and you decide that's something you want to do. Or it's just going to be like, hey, I want to reflect the love of Christ, for instance, in how I deal with vendors and contractors and clients and customers and prospects and, you know, whatever that is for you. But the point of all this is there shouldn't be a tension, there shouldn't be a conflict or friction between your personal life and your business. And the same person that shows up in your personal life should be the same person that shows up in business. And the more you can transfer between the two, the more seamless it feels and the less conflict you may experience. Hey, we'll get right back to our episode. But before we do, I want to tell you about our business builder workshop. Peter, I love this event, man. Why do people need to go?
Yeah, because you are going to be designing your own business, right? If you haven't been successful in the business as well as you would like it to, this is the event to be, because we're going to be working through everything. It's like an MBA in 3 days for your own business.
That's right, man. We cover everything from systems, processes, automation, hiring, sales, marketing. It is like what Peter said. We've had a woman who went to business school. She said she learned more in 3 days with us than she did at 2 years of her business school. So if you would like to make a transformational change in your business as well, go to lifeinter.com right now. Click on the Business Builder Workshop, register for event, and we will see you there.
Yeah, and the other thing that I think is going to be important is running the culture for your company. You know, I think it's really important to be very clear what the culture looks like. He mentioned a few things already about, like, you know, a Christian company, or maybe we pray in every single meeting, you know what I mean? Maybe you pray in the morning. Maybe it's like, you know, God-led company, whatever it might be, right? So having the culture, or maybe it's like you said, we on Sunday we close, or my employees, you know, they have vacation time, or they're part owners in the company in some shape or form, whatever it might be, right?
Or you don't have any employees, and you, right. And that's another thing too. And like, hey, like I just want to be a one person show, and I'm just going to use AI or VAs, you know, to help me out. There's no right or wrong with any of this, and we say this a lot with the personal vision, but you choose what you want your business to look like, and learn from others that have been there before you. Learn what to look out for, what to be cautious of, and weigh the pros and cons of making these decisions. Make sure you're being authentic. Make sure you're being, you know, true to what you actually believe you want and what's in your vision. And then I think that's really the ultimate like litmus test is like, do you feel like this is authentically you and reflects your priorities and values, or is there a mismatch?
Yeah, and I think what's going to happen is, like, think about this, that there's so many opportunities in life, right? Some of them are shiny object syndromes, right? So if that is the thing for you, that business vision is going to keep you away from the shiny object syndrome, because you're going to look, this document that you have written over here, and it's in the present tense, and it's a one-page document that's right in front of you. Anytime the opportunity comes for your way or some shiny object thing, you're going to ask yourself, does this align with my vision? This is going to help me move my vision forward, or is it going to keep me away from my vision? And guess what? If the answer is yes, it's going to keep you away from your vision, you say no to that, right? So like, if you're a people pleaser, it's going to allow you to say no, because you can, like what I did, I blame it on the vision, because the people pleaser doesn't say no. So there's so many benefits of having that vision to be able to basically give a direction. Here's the thing. When you have, let's say, an employees, you could share aspects of that vision so they know what direction we're going after. And I think a lot of times when we are hiring people, you know, maybe we don't share that vision, that culture, because we're not clear what that is. But if you have it written out clearly, you can share it during your hire process. By the way, your hires become better. You know what I mean? You don't have, you know, bad employees as many times as you used to have. So the point we're making here is it's so important to have that business vision written in the present tense, on the paper, actually on the paper, not in your head, but written on the paper, that's going to be this guiding light moving you towards that. And think about it this way. We talk about life vision all the time on this podcast, and now you have a business vision that supports that life. So when you go in your business and you work in your business according to your vision, you know deep down inside that you're doing the right way moving towards your life.
Yep.
That's supporting life. So you don't have to worry about, you know what, oh, am I, you know, taking away from my family, my kids or whatever, because if it's aligning, guess what? All that stuff goes away. Now you can fully focus and be intentional in a business, and same thing, you can do it in your life as well. So when you're in a family dinner, you can be wholly in the family dinner and not thinking about business.
So hope you guys found this valuable. We still got 2 days left for the workshop.
I'm excited for tomorrow and the next day.
Yeah, so tomorrow we get into marketing, sales, the metrics for business success. We start doing some business breakdowns and some hot seats, really find out tactically what is holding people back and where their constraints are. And then the third day we teach the seed process, that if you've checked out Business for Life, my book that came out in March, we dive into that in detail as well.
That book is still around?
Still here, bro.
People still
ran in 14 countries. No, just kidding. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Have a great one. Do something with that business vision. You will be glad you did. See you next time.